There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know what? Maybe I can move to France. Look at this, guys. They say France is, passing a law making it illegal to employ super skinny, thin women. Which means I will totally be in demand for a job out there. I guess they've sent shockwaves through the global fashion industry by passing a law making it a criminal defense or offense to employ dangerously skinny women on the catwalk. Under the new law, anyone running an agency found employing undernourished models below, which is going to be set by some body mass index, it's not defined yet, risks a maximum 6-month prison term and, I believe, like a $50,000 fine. I have to double check. Magazines will also have to systematically indicate when a photograph of a model has been digitally touched up to make her look skinnier or bulkier. All right, and they would also get a fine of up to 30% of the sum spent on advertising. Now, the French fashion world, of course, is all upset. And they said that this measure is a dangerous confusion between anorexia and the slimness of models that will disadvantage Gallic agencies, I guess, which is a global industry. I don't know much about the fashion industry, as y'all could tell. It's probably one of the only industries I really don't look at or study, because I don't feel like I belong. I'm not very fashion prone, and I think looking at skinny models depresses me, so I don't even go there. Maybe that's why they're doing it. Maybe they're worried that the Dr. Dahlia type consumer is, where they're losing money. And they go, you know what, why don't we have people that look more like Dr. Dahlia, right, model clothes, and maybe then she'll be interested. And look, and they got a good point. They really do. I don't like to buy clothes online because I see the model and I'm like, oh, really? That dress looks like it's a good cut for me. I buy it and it's like, really? Anyway, so I guess what they want to do is they want to stop this anorexia and they want to, stop provoking the idea that you need to be excessively thin. Apparently a real big thing that people do is the thigh gap, where they Photoshop out the thighs so it looks like there's a lot of space in between the thighs. Apparently that's supposed to be sexy. See, me, I just look like I have one big thigh, okay, when I put my two thighs together. So it's like super thigh. All right, so for those of you that work in the fashion industry, you can probably breathe a little easier. I guess Spain bars models below a certain body mass index from being featured in the Madrid fashion shows. Italy insists on health certificates for models, and Brazil is considering demands to ban underweight models from its catwalks. The World Health Organization considers people with a BMI below 18.5 to be underweight and a risk of being malnourished. See, isn't this interesting? When I gotta admit, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm amazed at how quickly things happen and go viral, especially when it comes to, public response or public outcry. You have one country deciding to ban underweight, anorexic-looking models. Then all of a sudden, all these other people have to make policy. And I mean, boy, policy gets made so damn fast. and then it gets changed, and then it gets, I am so amazed at how quickly policy happens. I'm not saying you come up with a rule and you stick with it, but it just blows my mind how all of a sudden people are like, you know what, we just can't handle the media crisis, we need to quickly change. And I think we are going to have a lot of companies just go crazy in terms of how to deal with, you know, the public outcry. I mean, look at what happened with fast food. And again, I don't feel sorry for fast food companies. They make a lot of money. But all of a sudden, people just started to rip on McDonald's and the junk food and French fries, and you have to put in fruit and you have to allow salads. So they did. You have salads, you have fruits, you have all this. And, you know, maybe the good is that kids are eating less fries, kids are eating less fast food. But, it definitely hurt their sales. Boy, did it hurt their sales. And policy would just, I mean, boy, one day it was McDonald's, another day it was Burger King, etc. It just very, very speedily, very, a lot of speed. So, we'll see. I guess now, all of a sudden, if you have been working your whole life to be a model, and you are very, very skinny, and you have just, you know, never gained weight, and that's just something you just don't do, I guess you got to change because there's new policy now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What's really, really interesting is I thought policy for radio was pretty stable, okay? I thought that, you know what, okay, radio, you're on radio, nobody looks at you. So I don't have to look good. I don't have to wear makeup. I don't have to brush my hair. I don't even have to wear a bra, all right? I'm good. And then all of a sudden, people want radio people on TV. I'm being asked to put a camera in the studio. You guys really want that? Really? A camera in the studio? Can't tell you how many times you hear from agencies, yeah, radio hosts are now supposed to be on camera. So we'll set up your camera and your video feed. I don't want video feed. I'll have to wear a bra. No, I don't want video feed. Come on. Now, mind you, it will help because every now and then you hear bang, bang. That's, yeah. So, I mean, I probably should, you know, wear underwear. A lot of times I wear clothes, you know, just to wear underwear under my clothes. It's more comfortable that way. But now all of a sudden there's going to be policy where we radio people that are, you know, genuinely not the best looking folk out there in show business. In fact, somebody could say that us radio folk are some of the worst looking people in the business, right? Okay, I mean, Larry King. He's very, very talented, but again, he is designed for radio. And then all of a sudden, no, they're like, no, you can be on TV. Okay, even though we'll HD you, we'll have makeup, and we'll have filters and all that other stuff. I'm going to be scared that I have to later be on TV, and then there's this rule that you cannot Photoshop a TV, which I didn't know you could do, but apparently you can. You can make us look good on TV. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to just have to look good. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly, Randy writes, my sister has a child with autism, and he seems severe enough where I think he needs medications. What medications can be used for autism? I want to talk about that. When I was out of town, we had our answer line was on, and I understand that, you know, when I'm out of town, I hate missing your calls. But some of the calls that we get, I want to play on air. So I have a call that kind of relates to this. So I want to play that one, and then we'll talk. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello. I have a son that is soon to be 21 years of age, and he is autistic and suffers from aggression to different degrees depending on the situation. And it would be wonderful to have some type of psychological testing to where we could let's say, push or enhance a situation that might provoke someone into that without going over the deep end. I don't think that's possible with certain types of disorders such as autism, because being nonverbal and we don't have any idea of how people reason with a typical mind, let alone with an autistic mind. But on the medication front, I was very cautious of doing medication and never wanted to. However, as my son became older, I realized that it was necessary, and I am absolutely a proponent for medications now. Smaller dose, the better. Be very careful with the psychiatrist that you choose and the psychologist that you choose and your doctor. Keep your visits up. But, yes, these are things that need to be addressed and need to be targeted. So that's my comment, and I hope you have a great day. Thanks.
No, thank you for your comment. I wish you were live, because I want to ask you, what medicine did you use? But, when we look at autism, I believe that they are working at a mentation that's actually higher than our own. Okay, we used to use the term mental retardation, where they had a retarding of progress or a lack of progress or a lack of development. I don't think that's the case in many cases, but especially autism. I believe that they are functioning at a level beyond what we could comprehend. Unfortunately, because we can't comprehend it, okay, because you hear, these kids with autism, they have these skills or these gifts that just blow our minds away. It's something that Rain Man is an example, where he could count cards and he was a mathematical genius. There are certain traits that they have that it shows through to us. And, sometimes we could see it's a whole different dimension that they're working out of, which is why I also want to be very, very careful with how we medicate an autistic child or an autistic adult, because if we are looking at them having certain gifts and we're trying to dumb them down to our level, there could be a lot of danger with that. However, many advanced autistic cases, there's these aggressive outbursts, there's tantrums. Again, they're frustrated. Very, very frustrated, because their communication isn't the same as ours. The way they're trying to communicate is not the way we do. I mean, look at how our animals get frustrated. My cat gets so frustrated with me that he does pee-pee. He pee-peed. Yes, you did. He's with me in the studio. He pee-peed on Daddy's suit. It fell off the hanger, and he did. Daddy has no idea, but, there is going to be hell to pay. But when my cat can't communicate with me, he just goes pee-pee house, okay? And that is a behavior. If a human did that, okay, that would be a behavior that would land them into a psychiatric ward, all right? But, again, my cat is smart. He knows exactly what he wants to tell me. I just can't read him. And we can't read autistic children. We need to figure out how to read them. Unfortunately, when we don't read them and we don't understand what they're saying, or we get frustrated, then they have these outbursts. Some of them have outbursts anyway, even if it has nothing to do with communication. And so a lot of times, I think the FDA has approved risperidone for autism, and aripiprazole. We're starting to see more work with the SSRIs. If an autistic child has depression, or if the autistic child has anxiety, we'll sometimes use those medications with adults. The selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors like the fluoxetine, etc. These are FDA approved for anxiety and depression for children and adults, so they're starting to study those for autism. Another possible, according to autismspeaks.org, that website, another possible medication would be naltrexone. Naltrexone we use for alcohol and opiate addictions, but what it does is it disables repetitive behavior. And so when you have some children with autism that'll repetitively be rocking or repetitively be fidgeting with something, etc., we find naltrexone to help that. Okay. And then the naltrexone could help with some of the self-injuring type of behavior that some kids with autism have, like hitting themselves, etc. And so, you know, I am not discouraging medication use in a person that needs it, especially if they're hurting themselves or could possibly hurt others inadvertently. But while we're studying that, I think we definitely need to, you know, spend a significant amount of time trying to figure out what is going on in their minds and why they're frustrated. There has to be a way we could communicate back to a child with autism. And this is a language worth studying, because it is a language starting to be more and more common. What's the number now? 1 out of every 56 children have some element of autism spectrum disorder. I mean, you know, we need to learn how to communicate with somebody with autism. Okay? And it's a language definitely worth speaking. I don't know where to even begin with that. So, we had talked about psychological stress tests last week. Psychological stress test that doesn't put somebody completely over the edge, but we see what happens when they start to get to that point, just like a heart attack or a cardiac stress test. We don't want to put anybody into a heart attack with a stress test, but we want to put them right before things start to rattle so we know what they can handle and what they can't. Same thing with a car. When they test cars, they don't crash the car, but they run that car to see what the brakes can do, right? To see what the car, will the car spin out of control? Will the car flip? All right? And then they come up with standards, and they come up with certain safety standards. And, I mean, we may have to do that with you know, us, non-autism fellow citizens, just, you know, in general. When we talk about psychological stress tests for people, we may need to figure out, okay, what is everybody's boiling point? Now, some days we have boiling points shorter than others, okay? If I am PMSing, my boiling point is really low. I'll boil quickly. Or if I'm dieting, all right? Or like it's Passover this week and we can't have carbs. This is, and it's not that we can't have carbs, but we have to eat matzah. I know we don't have to, but Lord have mercy. That is a tough one. And so unfortunately with that, we get really constipated. So when I'm constipated, I have a lower boiling point. So that's an issue as well. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. They say smoking cigarettes, okay, could unfortunately augment or supercharge superbugs. Researchers from UCSD, where I was just there yesterday, UCSD, discovered that the antibiotic-resistant superbug methicillin-resistant staph aureus, or MRSA, becomes more resistant to defenses deployed by the immune system if you have been smoking. Now, MRSA causes pneumonia, skin infections, circulatory infections, could put you into sepsis. And so if you smoke, that can make this bacteria more aggressive. So the Dr. Laura Croti Alexander and her team infected macrophages, which are these immune cells that absorb pathogens in the bloodstream, kind of like Pac-Man, with MRSA. They exposed some of the bacteria to cigarette smoke, and the others were grown normally. The researchers experimented on the MRSA susceptibility to the mechanisms used by the macrophages to destroy the bacteria, and they found that the two bacterial populations were absorbed well. The macrophages had difficult time killing the MRSA if the MRSA was exposed to cigarette smoke. So the smoke supercharged the bacteria. That bacteria were more impervious to the reactive oxygen species that macrophages use to break down their microbial meals like little Pac-Man. So if you're a smoker, all right, that's going to make some of your bacteria more resistant to antimicrobial peptides. You guys dig? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Environmental Working Group, it's a nonprofit advocacy agency. We talk about them a lot. And they have released their list of the most contaminated fruits and vegetables. And this year, apples have been ranked again. I think this is fifth year and counting, as the most contaminated. So the list is called the Dirty Dozen List, and it includes the top 12 fruits and vegetables with the highest amount of pesticide residues. So they say the agency wants to enlighten people, so they study the list, stay away from this produce, and maybe go for the organic options instead for at least for these 12 items. According to Ken Cook, environmental working group's president and co-founder, says the bottom line is people do not want to eat pesticides with the fruits and vegetables. That's why we will continue telling shoppers about agricultural chemicals that turn up on the produce, and we hope we will inform and ultimately empower them to eat cleaner. According to the statement, the EWG's Shopper Guide to Pesticides in Produce ranked pesticide contamination on 48 popular fruits and vegetables based on an analysis of more than 34,000 samples taken by the United States Department of Agriculture and the federal FDA. And it was found that the pesticides persisted on fruits and vegetables even after they washed the fruits and vegetables and even after they peeled them. So that's not good, because they have found that pesticides have been linked to certain cancers, developmental problems, lower IQ in children, etc. Now, again, I'm torn because I don't want people thinking, well, you know what, I'm going to get pesticides anyway, so I might as well just eat the carbs and the Twinkies. All right, we need people to eat fruits and vegetables. It's just my concern is if washing them or peeling them still leaves the pesticide residue in any fruits and vegetables we wash off pretty good, pretty well, then what about, you know, eating these in a restaurant where it may be done halfway? That concerns me. Okay, so apples, 5 years in a row, ranked number one. They say 99% of apple samples tested positive for at least one pesticide residue. Peaches came in second with 98% of peaches testing positive for at least one pesticide residue. Then came nectarines at 97% positive. Strawberries, a single sample of strawberry showed 13 different pesticides apiece. And look at those strawberries. They're so cute. Strawberries. My kids used to call them straw babies. I want more straw babies. I'm like, hey, what's up? My baby wants strawberries. Like, so cute. But anyway, 13 different pesticides found on the strawberry. Grape. One single grape contained 15 different pesticides, according to them. All right. Celery came in sixth place. Spinach came seventh. Sweet bell peppers, one single sweet bell pepper had at least 15 different pesticides. Cucumbers came in number nine. Cherry tomatoes, I love cherry tomatoes. See, I eat these. These are what I eat. Snap peas, the imported snap peas. They say like strawberries and cherry tomatoes. Imported snap peas showed 13 different pesticides. I got to tell you, man, they know how to make these vegetables look good. These pictures I'm looking at of these vegetables make them actually look really tasty. Potatoes. Now, a lot of you guys are like, okay, well, I don't need to worry about the vegetables because I don't need vegetables. Well, now we're to potatoes. They say the average potato had more pesticides by weight than any other produce. And then hot peppers. Let me see. Kale. No, wait a second. Okay, so that was the first 12. Okay, then the Environmental Working Group says the Dirty Dozen Plus category focuses on food that contains trace levels of highly dangerous pesticides. They don't meet the Dirty Dozen ranking criteria. They are contaminated with insecticides that are deadly to the human nervous system. So, hot peppers ranked high on this, kale and collard greens. One of the research studies they looked at from 2007 to 2008 found 51 pesticides on kale and 41 pesticides on collard greens. I guess several of these pesticides, famoxidone, dieldrin, oxydimethan, I can't even pronounce it, chlorpyrifos, DDE, and S-phenvalerate are extremely toxic. I mean, see, here's my thing. All right, I understand this is bad, and I understand, you know, pesticides are bad, but I have to say, I don't think I've ever personally known a patient, and it's hard to study, mind you, that came down with cancer from eating fruits and vegetables. You know, my average patients that eat well and eat a lot of fruits and vegetables are healthy. We don't really see this, you know, and again, it's hard to see. So anyway, they suggest maybe consider organic. because organic produce has significantly less organophosphate insecticides in their system. That was a study by Cynthia Curl of the University of Washington, found people who often or always buy organic produce had less of the organophosphate insecticides in their system, and they reported eating 70% more servings of fruits and vegetables per day than adults who say they rarely or never purchase organic produce. Well, that's why. The reason why that occurs is the organic is so much more expensive that if you're going to buy a small bag of vegetable, you're probably going to eat every single piece. You know, when you buy stuff that's cheap, a lot of times you're like, all right, well, if it gets old, I'll throw it out. But, you know, anytime I go to one of these stores that has mostly organic and it's expensive stuff, I mean, I am licking the bag because I only bought a very, very small amount. So here's the thing, okay? If you guys can go organic, again, it doesn't mean it's more nutritious, but less pesticides, I dig that. I think that's good. Go for it, okay? But I don't want you scared away. The big thing I have to be careful with my listeners or my patients, is if they can't do what they say, well, then just to heck with it. And that's where I get nervous, okay? We have another list of foods that help increase fertility, okay? Isabel Obert, who I guess runs Nurture Me Fertility, okay, she recommends diet rich in minerals and vitamins. She writes for healthista.com. And I guess she has a list of foods that disrupt free radical formation that could damage egg and sperm quality. We want less stress, so we need food that helps limit stress. So what are those foods? Well, avocado. Okay, avocado, a lot of minerals, vitamins, fats, proteins, carbohydrate, fiber, a lot of vitamin E. Vitamin E seems to help with the endometrial lining of the uterus. So when the egg gets pregnant and the embryo has to implant, you want a nice, juicy, cushy lining to your uterus. Also, you want folate, and avocados apparently have folic acid in it. Folate. Okay, butternut squash, they say, is really good. Has a lot of beta-carotene. Beta-carotene helps produce progesterone. You need progesterone, again, for your lining of the endometrium. And it also seems to help increase sperm quality and count. So if guys want to boost up their semen quality, then eat more butternut squash. A lot of men are like, well, I don't understand that. Why would the word squash be at all related to anything that has to do with our testicles and it being good for you? Well, it is, okay? Beetroot. Beetroot has resveratrol. Resveratrol seems to help. Also, beetroots have nitrates, which helps improve blood flow. I don't know if I like pickled, but apparently a lot of people like pickled. Salmon is really good. Salmon helps the sperm. Apparently the omega-3 fatty acids, those are really lubricating, so those are really, really good. Also, it helps boost brain function, eye health. I think it helps with depression. Really good stuff. All right, then pomegranates. Pomegranates I love. Pomegranates back in ancient Persia was a symbol of fertility. Pomegranate, really, really yummy. They also say drinking pomegranate juice during pregnancy may prevent brain damage in babies. I don't have the studies to confirm that right now with me, but I know pomegranate juice is really, really yummy. It's got a lot of vitamin C, K, folic acid, a lot of vitamins and minerals. They even say it has anti-cancer properties. So I really like that. Pomegranate is yummy. Eggs. Eggs are really good, too. Eggs are rich in choline. Those seem to be very, very good for fertility as well. A lot of vitamins and minerals, etc. Walnuts, quinoa, watercress, and asparagus. I know. Well, asparagus helps with fertility because of the shape. It's pretty phallic looking. 1-877-DR-ALLIE. Don't go away. We're right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account. You need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I don't know what these kids are doing these days, but apparently there's this new drug called Flacca. Like, and it's getting a lot of flack. And it's a new design of drugs that causes, quote-unquote, excited delirium. I guess in Florida, Flacca is becoming increasingly popular. It is causing people to undergo more extreme highs, even worse than bath salts or crystal meth. Now, it's made out of synthetic amphetamine, such as cathiones. Cathiones? All right. You guys may know more about this than I, but what I do know is it's in bath salt. You know how people were getting themselves high off bath salts? It could be acquired in a crystalline form, just like methamphetamine. You could swallow it, inject it, smoke it, but a lot of people like to smoke it using an e-cig. And then people don't know what's in their e-cig, and it doesn't look suspicious. Medical experts say the drug could lead to excited delirium, which unfortunately could put you into hyperthermia, where your body temperature can go up to 105 degrees. I mean, I don't want to say you're hyperthermic, but it could cause rises in your body's temperature, as well as causing unusual behavior. You feel like you have superhuman strength. You could be paranoid. You could have hallucinations. You could sweat a lot, have hyper energy, and it lasts a long time, 3 to 4 hours. When the brain is exposed to Flacca, what it does is it reduces large quantities of the dopamine, or the hormone dopamine. Dopamine usually kind of helps with the pleasure centers and reward centers of the brain. The drug blocks the center, the chemical released from the nerves, preventing the reuptake of the hormone, so it allows you to have more dopamine in your system at once. Authorities believe that the substance is manufactured in China and then smuggled into the U.S. The substance is also sold by the name of gravel because it looks like gravel. So this is some pretty dangerous stuff. Watch out for it. And if your kid acts like they could lift the car. But see, here's the thing. What we're finding with this Flacca is that, you know, it's really hard. The cops have a tough time subduing these people on it. You know, it's really interesting where the mind over matter, you know, are they really, really that much stronger? Or this adrenaline-like strength that where it takes like 4 or 5 officers to subdue. This would be quoted by an epidemiologist. You know, when your mind, like those moms that'll lift up a car to get their kid out from under a car or whatever, you know, I believe that you do have certain power that you can tap in on. You know, like Supermen, superheroes. I believe we all have that. I really, really do. All right? But unfortunately, something like this is just going to land you in a straitjacket or land you sedated or something, because cops are not going to put up with this. There's no way they're going to allow that to be all over the news, that you kind of help throw away a whole bunch of cops like Thor can do, you know, or the Incredible Hulk used to do that. He used to get all big, and then all the cops would fly at the same time, and he'd be like, you know, shirtless, and yeah. All right. You know, this is something that's interesting, okay? They say now going on these tropical vacations is getting cheaper and cheaper to do. Unfortunately, for aging adults and our baby boomers, the deadliest form of skin cancer, melanoma, is now 7 times more likely than it was 40 years ago. And this new report comes from a nonprofit group, Cancer Research UK, that blames the rise on these package holidays. Now, this is interesting because the one thing I think we're doing wrong is we're not going outside. So we're not going outside anymore, so we're not getting enough sun. Yet melanoma is on the rise. Why is that? Well, one, maybe our skin isn't conditioned to it. Maybe we're indoors all the time, and then we decide to go to Cabo, or we decide to go on vacation. We cook in the sun, and the skin's like, wait a second, what's going on? And their defenses aren't up. I remember years ago, before I went on my honeymoon, everybody said, Dahlia, you better work on a base tan. You better work on a base tan, or you're going to get skin cancer. So I went into the tanning beds to work on a base tan, so that when I went then on my honeymoon, we went to Cancun. It was really, really nice. My husband had lived there for a little bit, teaching scuba diving. So he kind of knew all the back road part of Cancun and stuff, and it was a really, really nice trip. But I got a baseline tan before I went just so my skin had some sort of protection. Not that the UV rays from a tanning bed worked, and not that that's something dermatologists recommend. But I'm wondering if we do have to have some sort of a sensitization of the skin before you go out on these tropical vacations. They say researchers say that these all-inclusive getaways to tropical destinations are becoming more affordable over the past several decades, so more and more people are accumulating skin damage from sun exposure. Older men are more than 10 times more likely to be diagnosed with malignant melanoma than their parents were. Women are more than 5 times as likely to develop this as well. So getting sunburned just once every 2 years could triple your risk of getting skin cancer. Every time the skin burns, permanent damage is inflicted. They say back in the mid-70s, 600 retirees, and this is a study coming out of England, 600 retirees from the UK were being diagnosed with melanoma. Now more than 5,700 elderly people are diagnosed with a skin disease annually. Now, mind you, we do have more older people. Okay, I mean, that could be something that's going on also. We have more people living older, so now you have more 70s and 80-year-olds running around, and maybe it's easier for them to get melanoma or skin cancer, etc. You know, we're actually going to take advantage of one of these inexpensive rates. We're going to do an all-inclusive trip. I really can't wait. I cannot wait, although I better diet a lot before I go. But the idea of getting to go and not worry about tip till the end and just going up to the bar and getting a drink is, like, so nice. And the idea of getting some sun and getting some tropical stuff, I like it. You know, you would think we would be stressed out as a whole much less because these things are a little bit, I mean, they're not very affordable. Otherwise, we'd be going all the time. Because, you know, still flights are expensive, etc. But these packages are really are starting to get more doable. I have to admit that. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. An Arkansas man, 56 years old, had put himself into kidney failure because he drank 16 cups of iced black tea each day. Doctors figured out that excessive consumption of iced tea causes kidney failure. He had a complaint of extreme fatigue and pain, and they said that his kidney was clogged with oxalate. Oxalate is present in iced tea. So they think the iced tea was the explanation why he got kidney failure. Apparently the case has now been described in the New England Journal of Medicine. Isn't Cy on Duck Dynasty always drinking iced tea? I don't know. So anyway, he had body aches, weakness, fatigue. So unfortunately now he has to go on dialysis. And he may be on dialysis for the rest of his life or possibly get a kidney transplant. Apparently, the oxalate crystals were inside the kidney, causes an inflammatory reaction, didn't resolve, causes scarring. When you have scarring, now you have permanent damage to the kidney, and now you have loss of kidney tissue. When you have loss of kidney tissue that you cannot gain back, then you lose kidney function. When you lose kidney function, unfortunately, doctors have to turn to dialysis. And turning to dialysis means you need a machine to help your help you filter out the components in the blood that shouldn't be there and to make urine. So it's a shame because, you know, I don't know why he was downing 16 cups of iced tea. I mean, that is a lot. We do want you to drink 8 to 10 glasses of water. All right, but it's a shame that, you know, anytime you have any sort of fatigue, et cetera, go and let us do a blood count. You know, a lot of you think it's just anemia or thyroid. Let us also do a comprehensive panel. The comprehensive panel looks at kidney, looks at liver. It's good stuff. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. We'll be right back.
Take me down to the little white church.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.